I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks the end of an historic week in Sudan. I'll tell you why in just a moment. And be sure to stick around for the whole broadcast because there's a new resource out that can help you share your faith. Three stories are coming at you, and we'll start today in Africa. Seizing Sudan's moment of change. After months of protests, everyone appears to be celebrating the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says
the army stepped in, deposed the president, and have arrested the president.
For the time being, to restore order.
The army has outlined a two-year military council to oversee a transition of power and a three-month state of emergency, which will include a curfew between 10 in the evening and 4 in the morning. And they've disbanded the government.
Remembering the lessons taught by Egypt's uprising and 5 years of chaos.
Whilst we can celebrate the removal of a major human rights violator from power, the reality that we have seen throughout the Middle East, North Africa, is that when one regime is replaced, it doesn't necessarily automatically lead to new democratic institutions as we would recognize them.
Under Bashir, Christians saw targeted persecution. He promised in 2010 to turn Sudan into an Islamic state. So for believers, the days ahead are crucial.
They're asking for prayer that calm would be restored soon in Sudan, that the Lord would protect his church there, and that our brothers and sisters in Sudan would remain a clear testimony in the midst of the crisis.
Moving on, part two of our Deaf Scripture engagement story broadens from the United States to international. About 2% of the global deaf community has a relationship with Christ. Donna Valverde Hubbard is one of those deaf believers. She's part of a Deaf Bible Society team teaching deaf Christians how to utilize sign language scripture.
So in the U.S., they've already had interpreters, sign language resources to help them understand the printed Bible. But this time it's different. We're asking them to move aside the printed Bible and interact directly with sign language Bible.
Donna and her team want all deaf believers to know how to interact with God's word in their heart sign language. But
it is such a huge urgent need to get out there and reach those international communities. Just yesterday we were talking about Moldova, Romania, India, and Africa. Yeah, South Africa sign language. And how, you know, it's a beautiful question. Who comes first? They all come first. Okay, and they're all like, hey, come here, Deaf Bible Society, come here. We want to know what to do with scripture. And it's a great problem to have.
They're running a pilot training session in India this month. Please uphold the team in your prayers. Pray that this training will help deaf Christians draw closer to God.
We really believe in prayer here at Deaf Bible Society. We have prayer campaigns you can sign up for.
And World Missionary Press is releasing a new booklet just in time for Easter. The booklet, created for today's culture, is a response to a question Jesus asked his disciples. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says providing the answer has been on the heart of the ministry's president.
Who is Jesus and who do you say he is just really the question of the day in our culture and in anywhere in the world. Who is Jesus and who is he? Who do I think he is? And then who does he say he is? And, you know, particularly in what we call a postmodern world where there are hardly any absolutes, so to speak.
Williams says the booklet is 48 pages of biblical answers to those questions.
What's so great about the answer, when Peter gives the answer that says, thou art the Christ, and Jesus says to him, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but the Spirit. And so that's what we're presenting here. These are Jesus' claims, and we trust the Spirit to reveal the truth of that to the reader.
World Missionary Press is hoping this will be used as a tool for evangelism, but Williams says it can also be used to learn more about Christ. Pray that God uses this to reveal himself to a hurting world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.